Pittman. Well, the corn crop has taken off with the recent heat. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has more.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Update, and what a beautiful day it is. We are out at one of the impact plots with Pioneer in the Euclid, Minnesota area. Zach Forey is with us, product agronomist. It's exciting to see how this corn has stretched out, Zach, with the heat units that we've had here. Obviously, we had a little moisture stress probably early, but give us an idea, where are we sitting with this corn crop?
Yeah, we are 300 GDUs ahead of normal. You know, our planting dates were a little bit late, you know, mid-late May. But it has been so warm. In my history, 19 years with Pioneer, we have never been this far ahead in GDUs. 300 GDUs is equivalent to about 12 maturity days. So a 92-day hybrid right now is at the same stage as an 80 normally on the average. So heat is good for corn as long as you got that moisture. And like you say, Don, we're short a little bit in some places. Corn water use is not great at the beginning. So the main thing at the beginning is getting a good even stand. You can't fix that if that doesn't happen. So get a good even stand and then enough moisture to keep it going. Well, now we got plants here that are probably in about the V12 stage. They're using a quarter inch of water a day. They're using a lot of water. That water use will increase a little bit through pollination and then start to decrease again. We'll get up to a third of an inch a day of water use during that pollination and early period after that. And then as they start to fill, the water use will go down. So this rain we got now was really, really timely, really, really good.
Different type of question. We've had these Canadian wildfires and the smoke that we've had in the air. Does that have any impact on these crops?
Yeah, it's a common question, and it has been nasty some days here. And we've actually looked at that, and there are two negative things that happen. One is reduced solar radiation and increased ozone are the two things that are deleterious for crop production. There's actually one good thing that happens, and that's you get more diffusion of sunlight, and so that gets a more uniform sunlight onto the plant. The net effect is probably slightly negative. Probably not a big deal in terms of the effect on crops, but slightly negative. And by far, way more important is the effect on humans. I mean, that air quality is, and ozone and particulates are certainly bad for us.
Well, again, beautiful looking crop here. We look forward to continuing these conversations as the season goes on.
Going to be fun to watch this crop develop. And of course, for me, seeing the new hybrids and how they perform is always really exciting.
Zach Forey, again, product agronomist with Pioneer. We're at Euclid, Minnesota, the Impact Plot on the Red River Farm Network.
Red River.